President Donald Trump is signing an executive order aimed at combating anti-Semitism, including measures to deport individuals in the country illegally who broke laws during pro-Palestinian protests. The order will direct federal agencies to identify legal options for action against pro-Hamas supporters and require leaders to submit recommendations to the White House within 60 days. The executive order also calls for the Justice Department to investigate pro-Hamas graffiti and intimidation, particularly on college campuses, following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and the subsequent Gaza invasion. The order specifically targets non-U.S. citizens living in the U.S. on a green card or visa, including students here on visas who participated in the protests. It comes after a report from six Republican-led House committees last month, which called for stricter policies against anti-Semitism at colleges receiving federal funding. Columbia University, the focus of the report, was singled out for incidents of anti-Jewish remarks and protests. This move aligns with Trump's earlier calls to deport pro-Hamas students. Just last week, he signed another executive order that aims to prevent foreign nationals in the U.S. from supporting designated terrorist groups. While hate speech is generally protected in the U.S., the House GOP report argues that federal law prohibits discrimination at institutions receiving taxpayer funds, which could allow for the government to implement stricter policies, leveraging these institutions' federal funds to the tune of billions of dollars.